This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris today embarked on her first trip as vice president and a visit to Guatemala and Mexico. One of her goals is to figure out how to reduce the number of migrants into the United States from those countries, as well as from Honduras and El Salvador. Harris is looking to reach agreements for more cooperation on border security and economic development to keep people in their home countries. Harris is meeting with the Guatemalan president on Monday and Mexico's president on Tuesday. In addition, she's expected to meet community leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Guatemala. And while in Mexico, she's participating in a conversation with female entrepreneurs and holding a roundtable with labor workers. Ahead of her visits to the two countries, she has emphasized the need for increased employment opportunities and better living conditions. She announced $310 million in U.S. aid to support refugees and deal with food shortages. She also recently won commitments from U.S. companies and organizations to invest in Central American countries to promote economic opportunity and job training. The U.S. also last week said it would send a combined 1.5 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to Guatemala and Mexico. Peruvian voters faced a choice between two polarizing populist candidates during Sunday's presidential runoff. The election comes as the coronavirus pandemic continues to batter the South American country, fostering anger among citizens and increasing the threat of social and political turbulence. The political novice Pedro Castillo and Keiko Fujimori, making her third run for the presidency, have both promised coronavirus vaccines for all. Pre-election polls put the candidates in a dead heat in the runoff. The winner will succeed President Francisco Sagasti on July 28th. VOA News.